Talking with Professor Byron Warnken of the University of Baltimore School of Law. Professor Warnken, polygraph testing is underway, we understand, among officials, staff at the City Detention Center in the light of recent revelations about gang infiltration there. And the question that comes to mind is, can corrections do this? Can they force workers to take these polygraph tests?
Polygraph is generally considered to be not reliable evidence, and we never let fact finders have unreliable evidence. Although recent studies and where they can correlate the machine grading versus human grading, I think what we're learning is that polygraph is probably more reliable than we once thought. But in any event, in Maryland, it's not admissible. Having said that, Maryland, by statute, if I'm a law enforcement agency and you're applying to my agency, I can, as part of the employment process, my screening decisions to figure out whether to accept you, I can polygraph you. And so I ask you how many times have you smoked marijuana, whatever. And if you fail the polygraph, I can use that as a decision for hiring or not hiring, even though it's otherwise not admissible. Now, with regard to polygraphing officers, generally, here's where the law is. The Supreme Court tells us in 1967 that a law enforcement officer doesn't have any more rights but doesn't have any less rights than the average citizen. So therefore, the law enforcement officer has a Fifth Amendment privilege against compelled self-incrimination. And what the Supreme Court said is, I can't make you, officer, I can't make you waive your Fifth Amendment rights. So can I demand that you answer my questions? Yes. Provided, though, because I demanded, I could not use it in a criminal proceeding. I wasn't looking to prosecute you anyway. I just think you're a bad apple and I want you off the force. Can I use it there? Yes, as long as I make you give a statement under duress that I cannot use criminally. I could use the content of your answer to show that, aha, you violated our administrative rules and regulations subject to termination. Or I could make it an administrative offense for you to fail to answer my questions, and I could fire you for not answering my questions. Now, the question is, can I, if you give me those answers, and the answers are favorable to you, but I don't think you're telling me the truth, can I polygraph you? Here's where it's a little less clear. And I have represented law enforcement officers in 37 agencies during my career, and I've dealt with this issue. Generally speaking, we do give law enforcement departments more control over their employees than they give your boss or my boss. So probably it would be constitutional, but absolutely there's a legitimate Fifth Amendment issue as to whether I am violating your Fifth Amendment privilege against compelled self-incrimination by making you answer my questions. But again, if I do not use it criminally, I probably can use it administratively.
Could any of these officers, say if they are found in some cases to have failed the polygraph test and they're let go, and could they come back later with a wrongful discharge action against the state?
Well, Steve, that's the correct question, and I think the answer is they certainly could file such a suit. In other words, if the only reason I got fired was because they asked me questions and I failed the polygraph, they asked me, did you do the following bad things? And I said no, and the polygrapher says, Warnken lied, and they fired me because of that. That would focus the issue in as to whether my Fifth Amendment privilege against compelled self-incrimination entitles me to not be polygraphed. It probably doesn't, but I may have a due process right to own my job so that you can't fire me or terminate me for the polygraph if, in fact, you can't do the polygraph. Now, what I don't know about these particular correctional officers, is there anything in their union agreement that addresses polygraph?
Professor Byron Warnken of the University of Baltimore School of Law, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Steve.